For 3 days, 450 student activists and supporters of the DREAM Act from 30 different states and 50 organizations met in Texas for their third national congress. The Development Relief and Education for Alien Minors Act, introduced in 2001, would provide conditional permanent residency to undocumented youth who've lived in the U.S. for a certain period of time, graduated from high school, and complete 2 years in the military or a minimum of a bachelor's degree. Reintroduced in 2010, the bipartisan bill passed the U.S. House of Representatives but failed in the Senate, falling a mere 5 votes short. Matias Ramos, a United We Dream Network board member, explained why the DREAM Act continues to stall.
It's a background issue for the Congress, and it hasn't been made a priority. Whenever the Republicans have been in the majority, they've opted not to push it. Not only opted not to push it, but they've pushed for anti-immigrant legislation or heavy immigration enforcement legislation. When the Democrats are in power, they haven't made it a priority. They say they support the issue, they consider it something that fits their values, but it's not on their priority deck.
As the DREAM movement grows, subgroups emerge. For example, the artist movement called Dreamers Adrift. Co-founder Julio Salgado says he's culturally American and that he's worked many physically demanding jobs in order to pay for his education.
I wanted to go to college, and I felt that going to school and getting an education was going to be the only way for me to better myself. And I'm not talking about financially, but better myself here and be able to defend myself with my mind. Again, I felt that, you know, I had to go through that, through those, you know, those jobs, those, you know, washing dishes, doing construction, because at the end I ended up with a degree that, even though I can get deported, it's a degree that nobody can take away from me. So being in this, you know, the so-called Dream Act movement, empower myself to come out of the shadows and say, I am here, I am queer, I am undocumented and unafraid.
Another subgroup, which debuted at this year's conference, is QUIP, the Queer Undocumented Immigrant Project. It empowers lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender undocumented youth to seek leadership development while embracing their sexual identities. Only recently have undocumented youth come out of the shadows to reveal their status. But being undocumented and gay creates a double burden. Many fear being rejected by family, or worse, getting kicked out of their homes. So many choose to stay in the closet. During the first meeting of QUIP, individuals were encouraged to tell their stories. A few students courageously came out for the first time. Because of the severity of this particular situation, those present requested that their identities remain anonymous. Lisa, not her real name, says she and her family were refugees from Vietnam. She lost both of her parents early on and lived undocumented with her two older sisters for most of her youth. Lisa remembers what it was like to come out to her loved ones.
The greatest achievement I've ever done was actually come out to her. And no matter what life threw at me, the fact that I was able to come out and say, I'm queer, was the best experience that I've ever had. The most empowering thing that's, and the most liberating thing that's ever happened to me. And whenever we're petitioning on campus, and I would tell them about undocumented youth and how it's also important to recognize and politicize the word queer, because in the Vietnamese culture, there isn't a word for a lesbian. There is gay because they mock it. There's the word gay, but we're not even allowed to teach the younger generation the word lesbian. Because not only are you a woman, but you're a woman of color and you're a queer woman of color.
Young adults, much like Lisa, who identify with both the LGBT community and the undocumented community, are locked in a double closet. But at the United We Dream gathering, QUIP provided all members a chance to open their perspectives on the movement and accept each other's differences to create common ground to prepare for the coming year. National coordinator for United We Dream, Carlos Saavedra, says the more people understand each other, the better they can work together.
The reason why we're here is because we want to be prepared for those changes, and we want to be able for people to trust each other and trust our own instincts as a network as things come up. And you don't get trust just from getting a good strategy. You get trust from people knowing each other. So that's why we put this large convenings, because people talk, people relate, but more than anything, people trust each other.
And together, these diverse young dreamers will continue to advocate and fight for their right to higher education and finally achieve their American dream. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zasna Garcia.